VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And friends, we thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk. The United States is under attack, and there are many that are not aware, friends, they're asleep. And we want you to be awakened to what's taking place across our nation. I mean, we see this happening on many, many fronts. We see what's happening at our very poorest borders. We see the government mandates. We see the push to bankrupt our nation. We see the efforts to disarm the citizenry. We see the push toward what's called critical race theory. We see the efforts of baiting children to turn against their parents, and on the list goes. Friends, we want you to understand, though, that these are not isolated, standalone incidents, but rather they're all working collectively as an attack against our country. There are those who are literally seeking to transform our nation, to transform our values, and really their end goal is to turn us into a Marxist socialist state. Well, joining us today as we talk about this and related issues, we welcome back Robert Knight. Bob is a former Los Angeles Times news editor and writer. He was a media fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He is a regular weekly columnist for the Washington Times, Townhall.com, OneNewsNow.com, and others. He's held senior positions in a number of pro-family organizations. He has co-authored some books, written a number of titles, like The Coming Communist Wave, What Happens If the Left Captures All Three Branches of Government, and Liberty on the Brink, How the Left Plans to Steal Your Vote. Bob, welcome back here to Crosstalk.
Always good to be on with you, Jim.
Some may say it's rather radical that Marxism is impacting the United States. Do you believe that notion is just sensationalism, or is there really some realism to it?
Well, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Yeah.
And these elements of Marxism are coming at us thick and fast. And, you know, the left doesn't call it Marxism because they know that still leaves a bad taste in our mouths. Since we, you know, fought a Cold War against Soviet Union and communism worldwide, so they know better. They're denying they're teaching critical race theory in schools because now we're on to that. And we know that's a poisonous doctrine that says America's evil and uniquely so and systemically racist. So they deny they're teaching it, and then you look at the materials, and it's the same stuff. I mean, they lie. Communists lie. They don't have to answer to God. It's an atheistic religion. So this is why we see more and more lies at the top levels of power and more suppression and coercion. You know, socialism doesn't sell to most people because it goes against human nature of wanting to provide for yourself and your family. No student wants to work really hard to get an A and then be told that, no, you're all going to get C's. Even the people who didn't study. I mean, that's why socialism doesn't work. And yet it's being imposed in so many ways, as you mentioned. A lot of it's coming at us all at once.
It really is. And just here for a point of clarification, I know you understand this, Bob. It's not that they don't answer to God. They think they don't answer to God, but one day they will.
yeah, that's true that. God is not an idea. He's real. They're going to have to face them someday. They're just hoping they don't.
You know, as we get into our discussion today, I at least need to also bring up a very egregious decision that just was handed down yesterday by a federal judge that has blocked the Texas heartbeat law from continuing. Yeah. I mean, Bob, we're seeing this as raw judicial power at its worst. I mean, these killing centers have started making calls to women, come on in, kill your unborn babies in the womb while you still can, while this law is being suspended. I mean, a very horrendous decision.
Yeah, it was an Obama appointee, which isn't surprising to anybody. In fact, he salted the judiciary with hard left judges. And often when I see a bad decision like this, I go ahead and look up, I Google them or Wikipedia or whatever, and I look up. It's always an Obama appointee or sometimes a Clinton judge. Occasionally it's a Bush judge, and really rarely it's a Trump judge. But, if they don't get what they want at the ballot box, they rely on their left-wing judges to impose their point of view.
Mm-hmm. And hence, we see the push that's going on away to continue to pack the court or stack the court, adding, and I've seen the legislation to make it 13 justices rather than the 9 in an effort to add, you know, the far left ideology to the court.
Yeah, the court isn't even all that conservative. I mean, they've made some terrible rulings with the so-called conservative majority. I mean, they wouldn't look at the evidence that Texas assembled, saying that, and this is before the election, Texas and 17 other states sued and said, other states are unconstitutionally changing their election laws because only legislatures can do it. And therefore, the votes in those states are illegal, and they're impacting our votes because this is a national election. And this is the perfect case for the Supreme Court to step in and adjudicate between states. And for some reason, they said, no, we don't want to look at this. We're going to step aside.
You lack standing.
Yeah, that's not a conservative court. But it is more conservative than it has been in recent years. It's made some good decisions as well.
Bob, I'd like to share with our have you share with our listeners today, as we talk about the grip of Marxism here upon our land, a recent nominee by Joe Biden to be comptroller of the currency. And before we get into the who, tell us, first of all, what is the duty? What does the comptroller of the currency do?
Well, I went to their website. It, quote, charters, regulates, and supervises all national banks and federal savings associations, as well as federal branches and agencies of foreign banks. So this is an office in the Treasury that has enormous clout, regulatory power. And Joe Biden has appointed Saul Omarova, and she happens to be a graduate of Moscow State University. And as I point out in the column, no, it's not Moscow, Idaho. There is such a place. We're talking the real deal. This is the Moscow Soviet Union. She graduated in 1989 when it was still under communist rule. She had a Lenin personal academic scholarship. It's named after Vladimir Lenin, a mass murderer who founded the first communist nation and who presided over the killing of many, many clergy and the burning of churches in the Soviet Union. And I thought, well, maybe she saw the Soviet Union close up and thought, I'll come to America and help them avoid this. But no such luck. You look at her academic writings, and she's all about more centralizing power more. She wants to have something called the People's Ledger, and it would call for the Federal Reserve to take over consumer bank deposits and, quote, effectively end banking as we know it now. And then she wants the federal government to take over the Federal Reserve. So it concentrates power even more. You know, the Federal Reserve is this quasi-governmental consortium of banks that sets interest rates and really has a hand in how much money flows into the economy. But it's still somewhat independent of the federal government. But she wants to put it under the federal government. And she wants to establish a public interest council of highly paid academics. You know, the kind that got us into Vietnam and Iraq and Obamacare. She wants the Green New Deal. She doesn't call it that, but she has a climate change scheme that would be pretty much as bad as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's scheme, that would ensure that America would, have blackouts, prices would go through the roof at the pump. They're already high now under Biden. But it's a Looney Tunes scheme that undercuts one of America's great strengths, which is that we were energy independent under President Trump. And now we're not under President Biden. Yeah. This would make it even worse.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you understood what Bob was just saying here. I mean, the woman that's been nominated for this position of comptroller of the currency of the United States of America here is one named Saul Omarova. And what's interesting, Bob, is that her critics have actually called her an actual communist.
Well, listen to this. Here's a quote from her. She says, until I came to the U.S., I couldn't imagine that things like gender pay gap still existed in today's world. Say what you will about the old USSR, there was not a gender pay gap there. The market doesn't always know best. She tweeted this 2 years ago. So, you know, can you imagine saying something nice about a regime that murdered 10 to 20 million Christians alone and kept its borders shut so people couldn't escape this vast prison state? And Joe Biden nominates her for this powerful federal agency. It boggles the mind.
It really does boggle the mind. And, folks, she's a cheerleader for the Soviet economic policy. That's what she is. And for the president of the, you know, the greatest nation in this world to actually bring in somebody as the belief system of Saul Omarova, it is outrageous, in my opinion, Bob. So is this a nomination that will go to the U.S. Senate?
Well, it should. I believe it does. Go to the Senate. Most of the time when you head a federal agency or an agency within a federal agency like this, you have to get Senate clearance. I sure hope she does, because I can't imagine her sitting there with somebody like Rand Paul or Ted Cruz questioning her sharply.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd survive it.
Well, folks, you can contact your senator's offices, because it's just a matter of time when the nomination goes forth into the Judiciary Committee, and then they vote on it, and then it goes up to the U.S. Senate. Her name, again, is Saul, S-A-U-L-E, Omarova, O-M-A-R-O-V-A. And you can contact your senators, 202-225-3121. That's 202-224-3121. That would be the Senate switchboard. You know, as we talk about this matter of the currency, and she's really a fan of the Soviet economic policies there, I can't help but think about the debate that's going on right now about this $3.5 trillion budget deal in Congress as well, and the massive leftist socialistic policies are all a part of it.
Yeah, what they're trying to do is cement into place mechanisms by which more power keeps flowing into Washington and away from the states. If all of this that they're proposing is enacted, the states might as well be dead. I mean, this is pure centralized government power, top-down socialist government, like in the Soviet Union. They always package it differently. For instance, in that package is $80 billion to empower the IRS to go after everybody. they want to give the IRS more power to harass Americans and shake them down. This is typical from socialist point of view, since socialism doesn't work unless coercion is involved. It's so against human nature. So they look for more ways to coerce us. And I think that the real main game here is to put it all into place before enough Americans wake up to stop it.
Yeah,
because they know they're going to take a pasting in 2022, probably, if we can have free and fair elections after they've loosened all the election laws. I still think they're going to take a beating. But once they get it into place, it's really hard to displace it. So Americans need to rally now and oppose it and contact their elected representatives and say, don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't give in. No Republican is going to vote for this. And we got the Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, saying they don't like the looks of this, which is very good, but they're being harassed now by the left.
Big time, big time. I mean, Kyrsten Sinema even followed into the restroom with a camera going to harass her for her views. So we're going to take a quick break here. Robert Knight is our guest today. Our topic, In the Grip of Marxism. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, did the animals that we see fossilized today live millions and millions of years ago?
Chris, according to evolution, they did, but I question that. First, note that most of the fossils are nearly identical to modern-day organisms. There are clams in the fossil record, and there are clams today. Maybe a little bit different, but still clams. Theologically, if the fossils died long ago, then what does that do to the biblical teaching that things were very good in the beginning? Did things die and experience pain before man, before God called things very good? No, in the beginning there was no death. It was Adam's sin which brought the wages of sin, which is death. If death existed before sin, then death is not the penalty for sin, and Christ's death paid no penalty. Chris, recent creation is absolutely essential, even to the salvation doctrine. As we go back to Genesis, we can get it right.
This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for going back to Genesis.
You're listening to Crosstalk on BCY America. Critical information today. Robert Knight, our guest, and we're talking on the topic In the Grip of Marxism. And if ever there's an example of that, folks, even to see the one who's nominated to be comptroller of the currency, this Saul Omarova, and when you start looking into her, it is truly, truly amazing. Her views and just really being a puppet for the Soviet system and the system of beliefs. But there's so much more that is going on as well. As a matter of fact, right now we know there are efforts to indoctrinate with Marxist critical race theory. We now have the National School Board Association asking the Biden administration, folks, get this, to treat those parents who are organizing and speaking up at school board meetings to be deemed as domestic terrorists. And now we have the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland directing school officials to report threats to the FBI's National Threat Operations Center using the national tip line using the FBI website. Bob, I see CBN is reporting that he's ordering Merrick Garland, both the FBI and U.S. attorneys, to help local authorities fight with what they call a disturbing trend of harassment, intimidation, and threats against school board members. I mean, really? We're going to stick the FBI on parents opposing critical race theory and brand them as domestic terrorists?
Well, they're the real threat, aren't they? Not hundreds of thousands of people pouring over the border, unvetted, not tested for COVID. The FBI needs to go after parents who have found out that their kids are being spoon-fed Marxism, transgender ideology, critical race theory, you name it, and they don't like it. And some of them are pretty vocal at these school board meetings, but they're not domestic terrorists. They're not committing hate crimes just because they become angry at the people who are trying to indoctrinate their children. This is a healthy exchange, unless it does involve actual threats, and those ought to be investigated. But to sick the FBI instead of, say, rely on a local police department is overkill. It's really a signal for parents to shut up and sit down. And that this administration just seems intent on intimidating people any way it can.
You know, I find it interesting that, okay, we're going to call and brand parents who are speaking out against, you know, objecting to this Marxism being taught to their kids in the classroom, and we're going to stick, you know, the FBI in them and treat them as domestic terrorists, while at the same time, aren't these the same people that was just applauding the Black Lives Matter riots and mayhem that happened in many cities across the land?
Yeah, they did more than applaud. Kamala Harris was part of forming a bailout fund for rioters. I mean, they egged them on. I mean, make no mistake about it, they were incredibly destructive riots. They caused billions in property damage. At least 25 people were killed, hundreds of police officers injured. I mean, these riots were awful, and yet you don't hear a word now. On the other hand, they're still going out after these people who went into the Capitol thinking it was okay to go into the Capitol building on January 6th. And apart from a few hotheads, most of those people were just walking in. I've talked to some who were there, and they said they were milling around. They stayed within the roped walkways in the rotunda. I mean, this was not like the riots that killed people and destroyed property. And yet that seems to be the only riot that they are interested in.
Bob Knight with us here today, and just piggybacking on this issue here, I saw the story on faithwire.com about this man named Ibram Kendi, or Kendi, a leftist professor and author, helped popularize the mainstream understanding of critical race theory, describing Jesus in a recent interview as a radical revolutionary who came to liberate people from the clutches of the American empire. The American way of life in our constitutional system, that's evil, the bad guy, according to this view.
Well, Ibram X. Kendi is a Marxist. He's working very hard to indoctrinate children. He wrote a children's book along these lines. He's popularizing critical race theory, which is very simply summarized this way. America was founded in order to establish slavery and systematically and systemically impose racist policies against minorities. And that's all it's good for, and all it ever has been good for. I mean, it's a poisonous view of America. It's not remotely accurate. It doesn't take into account any of the great things that America has done for the whole world, like eradicate slavery, get rid of child labor. I mean, the Christian foundation of America can't be disputed by any honest historian, and yet the Black Lives Matter curricula, the 1619 Project, Howard Zinn's fake history of the United States, all profoundly miscast America as a uniquely evil force, not giving us any credit for anything. It's just, you know, to have children subjected to this, it's no wonder you see so many children who don't really like their country anymore and are actually saying, well, maybe we ought to go socialist. Well, they're not taught what communism and socialism have done to people all over the globe.
Indeed. And folks, understand there is this effort to really to undermine the underpinnings of our nation. We're going to hit another issue here, Bob. I know we're just kind of doing the shotgun approach on so many different issues here, but now we have law enforcement continuing to be vilified. We've seen that through in the last 18 months in particular, and it was local police, and now the latest is really vilifying our Border Patrol agents. Comment on that issue.
Well, the chief vilifier is President Joe Biden, who said they will pay without even looking into what happened at the border. He bought into the false narrative that the Border Patrol agents on horses were whipping Haitians with actual whips. They didn't even whip them with reins. So they were holding reins in their hands, and there is no evidence whatsoever they ever inflicted it on a single Haitian. They were spinning them around. But, you know, what were they supposed to do when they were on horseback at the border, which is a pretty lame response, I think, given the gravity of thousands of people pouring over unvetted?
Yeah.
This is clearly, I think it's an act of treason. I'm going to go that far. Okay, Jim?
Hmm.
I think it's treasonous for the President of the United States to relinquish defending our own border.
Yeah.
He was elected to and took an oath to uphold the laws of the United States and the sovereignty of the United States, and he's not doing so.
A border that was under control.
It was under control under President Trump. It was getting even more under control. He was building a wall, fortifying the Border Patrol. Biden came in, did away with all that, hung out a welcome mat, and now we have literally millions of people planning on coming here now and overwhelming our southern border. It's a humanitarian nightmare. Hundreds of people have died trying to get here, and we don't know what's happening when they bus and fly thousands of people into communities all over America. I mean, this is an invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I keep hearing that left-wing Christians, if you can call them that, saying, well, we have to be compassionate, and it's a great opportunity to evangelize. So, therefore, we shouldn't have a border anymore? I mean, it's not even biblical to get rid of boundary stones.
Right.
I mean, I don't think they can find in the Bible where any nation has relinquished its border and survived.
You know, it's very interesting here because we have the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas now asking senior officials if they're prepared to handle as many as 400,000 migrants crossing in October. Bob, that's nearly double the 21-year high in July.
Yeah, no, it's totally out of control. It's, you know, every day I wake up and I think, what's happening to my country?
Yes.
I mean, are we going to have anything left before we can get at these guys in the next election? Because they are destroying us day by day. And, of course, that, you know, if I said that, I guess, in a public hearing at a school board meeting, maybe the FBI would investigate under the Biden regime.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, we see what's going on within law enforcement and the defunding aspect, defunding the police departments. And it's all about chaos. It's about mayhem and allowing this all to get out of control. And I see in a place even like Austin, Texas, I saw a report where the police are so shorthanded that they're instructing residents, if it's a non-life-threatening emergency, do not call 911. Unless it's life-threatening, don't call 911. And at the same time, we got George Soros pouring money into a campaign there to defeat a local ballot measure to hire more officers. Does not want to see that take place.
Yeah, you know, Soros has also funded the election of left-wing district attorneys all over the country that don't want to look into, number one, election violations, and that's very strategic because you can conduct vote fraud, and if nobody looks into it, it just happens. But also, they are openly at war with the police. Look at Larry Krasner. I believe that's his name, in Philadelphia. And he has basically announced he's not prosecuting many crimes, and crime is spiraling out of control in Philadelphia. Police organizations have said this guy is not interested in upholding our laws. We're at a loss of what to do. And he got elected with the help of George Soros, and there are many others like him. George Soros also poured money into a Secretaries of State campaign because Secretaries of State handle election procedures.
Mm-hmm.
They oversee the elections so that there is no fraud, so that they're fair. Why did he spend so much time and energy trying to elect people on the left into those positions,
yeah,
other than to make it easier to commit vote fraud?
And what do we have happening right now, Bob? We have a growing number of states that are pushing for non-citizens. I think another term for that is illegal aliens. But creating the pathway for them to vote in local elections.
Yeah, they want to legalize millions of illegal aliens. And already, the Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, has announced that it's no longer a crime to illegally enter the United States. He said they're not going to prosecute anymore. What does that tell millions of people south of the border and around the world?
Come on in.
We no longer have a law. We're a lawless community. In fact, we're not even a community anymore of shared values. Anybody can come in anytime. And if you say that maybe that's not a good idea, maybe we should establish a secure border and allow people to immigrate, but they have to go through the procedures, that's considered hateful and bigoted.
Yeah, and folks, is it any wonder why the Border Patrol union chief is now saying, I've never seen morale this low? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
From the heights of protecting our borders to the depths of, we've never seen anything like this before, Bob.
No, we really haven't, and we're told that somehow the people coming across are being mistreated. Do you remember when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claimed that children were kept in cages?
Yes, yes.
And the media used pictures from the Obama administration to make Trump seem like an ogre. And she said they were drinking from toilets, which was flat-out false, but the media never really corrected that. I came out of the media, Jim, as an editor at the LA Times and several other papers, and I saw a lot of bias back when I was in the newsroom, but I've never seen anything like what I see every day, which is pure propaganda masquerading as news on the networks and in the major newspapers, Washington Post and New York Times especially.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We've got a few more things. We'll be running by Bob Knight here today, and then we'll be opening some phone lines, so be prepared to participate. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today is In the Grip of Marxism. That's where we are right now here as United States of America. Are you on guard? Are you awake? Are you watching what's going on? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
While living in this era of pandemics, economic chaos, natural disaster, and political strife, you may feel tempted to question whether God is in control. Yet when you look to the Bible, you'll find these events actually signal that His promises will soon be fulfilled. In the book Aftershocks, author Jeff Kinley reveals how current societal and global trends foreshadow the nearness of the end times, and how the prophecies about what is to come should renew your passion to lovingly proclaim Christ. Aftershocks addresses the global crisis, the rise of anti-Semitism, the end times economic collapse, and how the COVID pandemic is being used to promote globalism. Aftershocks is available for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on BCY America. Friends, our guest today is Robert Knight, and he is writing every week on these issues, and he posts them in certain publications, but he also sends out an email distribution list that is absolutely free to get this. And if you sign up, folks, you're going to be informed, more informed than putting on your nightly news, more informed than opening up the pages of your newspaper as he addresses a number of issues and really brings to light what's going on in our government. For instance, had you known about the one that had been nominated to be comptroller of the currency? Bob has written about that and other issues we're talking about here today as well. Bob, for those who would like to get your free email alert, all they have to do is send you an email, correct?
Yeah, send it directly to me at robertknight4, that's a numeral 4, at gmail.com. robertknight4 at gmail.com. Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T.
And if you just put in subscribe or email alerts or what?
Just in the subject line, just put email or sign up.
Okay.
Or anything you want, really.
Okay.
It all works.
Very good. So, again, folks, it's Robert Knight, and Knight is spelled with a K, K-N-I-G-H-T, Robert Knight, and then the number 4, at gmail.com, and then the subject line, just write sign up, and he'll know to add you to his email distribution list, but you'll stay ahead of the curve as it relates to matters that are going on. Robert Knight 4 at gmail.com, and again, in the subject line, just put the words sign up. We'll be giving you his website a little bit later so as not to confuse you with this email address, robertknight4 at gmail.com, and just put sign up in the section there. I'd like to hit another issue or two with you as well, and what we are seeing take place across our nation is also the churning of Americans one on another as well, whether it be students reporting on their parents in the classroom. I also saw on campus reform, Bob, the Michigan State University providing students with a reporting system to achieve what the school is describing as a safe and supportive environment for its community members. Really, having surveillance on campus where you have universities giving students the tools to report on each other regarding, oh, they violated the COVID. They, you know, they weren't wearing a mask or they had some kind of bias, you know, that they peddled in some statement that they said. The turning of one person against another is becoming more and more prolific.
And so is the idea of just going along with whatever the authorities say. You know, Americans have a broad streak of independence. You know, we bridle at unwarranted authority, and sometimes at legitimate authority that we question and want to say in. But, you know, when I look at things like this morning, I was looking out my window, and I saw kids walking to the school bus, and they were, 100 feet apart, and they're all wearing masks. And I'm thinking, don't you realize there's not any threat whatsoever in the open air? You're nowhere near anybody, and yet you're wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you think the authorities will think better of you, I guess. There's a sheep mentality there. You know, if they're ordered to wear the masks in the classroom, which I think is wrong, by the way, forcing kids to breathe CO2 all day long. But if they were ordered there, I would understand it, or even on the school bus. But when you're alone walking on a road and you got the mask on already, to me that shows a tendency to fear authority that's kind of un-American.
In another column you wrote, Bob, you said that the gaslight is getting harder to keep lit. What do you mean by that?
Well, the media and big tech have been gaslighting us for the last few years. Gaslight is the term that came from the movie Gaslight, in which a guy tries to drive his wife crazy. He gaslights her by having weird sounds and all kinds of things and then denying that he could hear them. So the media are doing this. They're saying, oh, of course you must believe this because we're telling you this.
Mm-hmm.
A girl is really a boy. Even though everything in you says, no, that's not the case. Oh, sorry, we're going to gaslight you into at least saying you believe that, even if you don't. And they've been gaslighting us about the Russian collusion hoax. They went after President Trump for 3 years, knowing that full well the whole thing was a hoax, cooked up by Hillary Clinton's people. It's coming to light now, finally, in the John Durham investigation. But the media knew it. They knew that Adam Schiff, who was running the impeachment in the House, lied through his teeth about it, that he had evidence, even though he didn't. I mean, it's just, and yet the media kept playing along. And I could cite any number of other instances, but I'm thinking that people are tired of it. They realize they're being gaslit. And this is why parents are showing up in droves at school board meetings, mm-hmm. finally, saying, hey, quit indoctrinating our kids.
Do you think there's an awakening taking place in that regard then?
I think there's an awakening in general in America, and part of it's spiritual. I think people are realizing that this atheistic socialism, which we can just call Marxism, being imposed in our country and resulting in so many bad outcomes, is making people question. Maybe I can't get along without Jesus.
Yeah.
Maybe I should look into what they're saying at the church down the street. Maybe that guy who's a Christian that I kind of thought was a little odd, but he always seemed nice and supportive. Maybe I should rethink things. I think we're going through a vast rethinking, and that's why I think the left is doubling down on control measures. I think people are waking up, and they want to get away with as much as they can while they can.
Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Robert Knight is our guest today. Bob, I saw the Daily Wire, and last week they were just reporting about this new study. 76.6% of Venezuelans are now living in what they call extreme poverty. That rose nearly 10% in a single year. And but when income alone is considered, that extreme poverty of 76.6%, they do consider 94.5% of the population living in poverty. With the trajectory that we're on and all these Marxist policies that are being introduced and some being implemented, I mean, is this the future of the United States of America?
Well, not if we don't. It is if we don't push back. And I believe people are pushing back now. They can't wait till the next election, and I wouldn't advise them to wait. I think people have to push where they can, mm-hmm. at public meetings. Civil disobedience may be in order if there are draconian mandates that are clearly unconstitutional, such as vaccine mandates, passports, that sort of thing, or policies that are openly lying to children about who they are, about America, and so forth. Venezuela is a great case study because that was one of the wealthiest countries in South America. It sits on the largest reserves of oil in the world, even more than Saudi Arabia. And yet they're in dire poverty since the Marxists took over with Hugo Chavez and now Maduro, the current dictator. They seized the press. They destroyed freedom of the press. That was one of the first things they did. And they seized various businesses. They seized the oil. They expelled American oil companies and just started running it themselves, and their communist cronies ran it into the ground. Mm-hmm. I mean, where Marxism takes root, poverty, tyranny, and even mass murder are sure to follow.
Friends, we're going to go to phone lines now. There is so much to unpack. I just want to point out that Bob has written several booklets as well, and if you go to his website, which is RobertHKnight.com, RobertHKnight.com. You click on store, and you're going to find some bargains there right now. For instance, he's got The Coming Communist Wave, normally $15. He's got it 60% off for just $6. Liberty on the Brink, How the Left Plans to Steal Your Vote. That one is normally $15. He's got 50% off for $7.50. There's another one called Radical Rulers, normally $15. He's got it 80% off at just $3. You'll see the information on his site, RobertHKnight.com, and then you click on store, and you'll find these and other writings there as well. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We've got Dave calling in from Hudson, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Yes, I just had a comment with our founding fathers. We'd already be in the middle of a civil war. Thomas Jefferson had some really good quotes, you know, and I just can't believe that they would put up with what we're putting up with today.
Hmm.
Jefferson said, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. You know, here's a signer of the Declaration of Independence. And I think I think we're beyond that time now.
Thank you,
Dave. Our founding fathers would have stood up.
Thank you, Dave. Bob, your comment.
Well, I don't think King George III, who the colonists revolted against, imposed his will on Americans in the colonies anywhere near as much as the current bureaucrats and even elected officials are today. You know, when they're telling you what your children should believe, even though you know it's a lie, when they're attacking religious freedom, when they're telling you that biblical morality is a form of bigotry actionable under the law, King George never dreamed of intruding into Americans' lives that badly. So, yeah, I don't think Jefferson would stay quiet today.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Maxine in Ashtabula, Ohio, you're on the air.
Thank you. I have a question. I heard recently that they're paying contractors to not build the wall at like $5 million a day.
You know, I don't have the dollar figure, but I do know this, Maxine, that the Biden administration, in essence, canceled stopped building the wall, but there were contracts that had to be honored, Bob, and had to pay for not working.
Yeah, that's a reasonable assumption. I don't know for a fact what they're doing other than they ordered them not to keep building the wall, even though it was working. I have no doubt they're still pocketing the money and not doing the work.
Yeah,
and of course that's national phenomenon now with the way the Biden administration doled out money and while we in a time when there are 10 million jobs open and a lot of small businesses are being hurt badly. They're still talking about extending unemployment and adding money on top of it, and they just want to get everybody hooked on big government.
And here's a headline from Yahoo News. Now they're not the bastion of conservative news, and here's their headline: Biden administration spent $2 billion not to build the border. And again, talking about not building, they've got all these contracts that they had to fulfill. But very interesting. Thank you, Maxine. Go ahead, Bob.
No, that was just a very good comment.
Yeah.
Good way to make the point that the government isn't doing what it's entrusted to do, which is to secure our border, secure the people of the United States. You know, we give a lot of power away to government, and the one thing they need to do is at least keep us secure.
Indeed. Let's go to Robin in Monticello, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a question. Thank you for taking my call about the banks and the money and the future of our country. I was in Vietnam, and the black market industry and trading and everything, do you think this will take over? Thank you. I'll close.
Okay.
Well, that's a good question, especially with cryptocurrency out there. Which is why governments are feverishly trying to find ways to get at the bottom of it so they can tax it. It'd be a real shame if we ended up in a black market situation, and that's the only thing that works in Venezuela right now.
My. Thank you for the call. We're up against a break. We'll come right back with Robert Knight here, and if you miss the email address where you can get his writings, we'll give that to you after the break as well, so be ready to jot down the information. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Recently, the Archbishop Vigano put out a stunning video clip. It's an hour and a half. Archbishop Vigano, a Catholic archbishop, is warning that Pope Francis, a Marxist and a Jesuit, is pushing the New World Order along with pushing what he says is a crime against humanity and the massacre of the world through the deep state's vaccination. What's ironic is the archbishop is saying things and warning about things that I have warned about for years in my books, and yet I was called anti-Catholic. Yet here is, who will not call him Pope Francis, but calls him by his name Bergoglio, warning the Vatican has been taken over by the Jesuits, the Marxists, and is pushing a pantheistic New Age occultism for the New World Order. Pay attention, folks.
In the Grip of Marxism, our topic today. Robert Knight is our guest. And friends, again, if you'd like to receive his free email news as he writes it, you can just send him an email. And here's the email address to send it to. Write it down. Robert Knight, and that's K-N-I-G-H-T. It's Robert Knight with a K. Robert Knight, and then the number 4, at gmail.com. That's Robert Knight 4 at gmail.com. And in the subject line, just put the words, sign up, and he'll know what to do with it. Let's go to the state of Michigan. We have Andrew who is calling. Andrew, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for your program, praying for you daily.
Thank you.
I'm a 911 dispatcher, and we're seeing a severe domino effect. I dispatch for multiple law enforcement agencies, fire and EMS. We run law enforcement information for our agencies, and what's happening is the prosecutors are not prosecuting on extremely violent warrants that we see. These are felony warrants. They're kicking them loose, and they've given them a get-out-of-jail-free card. All these folks have to say, and I see it on the daily, is, I have COVID. They don't lodge them into jail. They kick them loose. And what happens is they have to get tested, and it's tying up our emergency departments. And these folks are just getting kicked free with that get-out-of-jail-free card.
You're seeing that on a frequent basis, Andrew?
Every shift. I work 12-hour shifts. I had a female out of Texas the other day. Texas was willing to extradite on multiple felony warrants on this female. She said, I have COVID. Our jail would not lodge. She gets to stay in Michigan, creating a ruckus when she could have just been kicked back to Texas. It's numerous times
a day. It's amazing,
Bob. This sounds like Philadelphia, and yet you're calling from Michigan. So it's just not one place. It's all over the country.
Well, and I'm in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan as well.
Oh my goodness, you're not even near Detroit,
yeah.
Is okay.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the Marxists' main strategies is to create chaos. I mean, that's right out of the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah.
You create chaos, and then you could take advantage of it, of the chaos, and assume power. They do it many ways. There's something called the Cloward-Piven strategy, and these were two professors, Marxist professors. And they said that America's not moving fast enough toward communism, so what we need to do is overwhelm the welfare system, get so many people aboard, make the benefits so tempting that we'll bankrupt the system and so bring it down, and so Americans will have to turn to outright socialism and then communism.
Yeah.
And that's what I see in this $3.5 trillion bill the Democrats are pushing. They're trying to get the system to be unsustainable.
And it's
stuff, but they're talking about that with climate, but they want the economic system of America to be unsustainable.
And the mayhem, Andrew, thank you for that firsthand account. Thank you for your service as well, but very troubling to see it take place. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Let's go to Brad in West Dallas. You're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. Trouble we've got now is that the public is still stuck on the everything's going to get better again thought.
Yeah.
In the midst of unconstitutional mandates for fake vaccines, running around wearing masks on their faces that work as good as a screen door does on a submarine. And then you got all this lawlessness, stolen elections. Now I heard last night, I think it was from Fort McCoy, 700 Afghan refugees are just missing. They're just missing. That happened on purpose. That didn't just happen.
Sure did.
Yeah.
I agree.
And as for this, what the Republicans like to call at the southern border a humanitarian crisis, I don't call it that. I call it a crime. These illegals are criminals because they're illegals. And they're also weaponized against us, and they know it. So if they die while committing a crime, I don't have a problem with that. We don't need to worry about that.
Well, I don't wish them ill will, but I agree they're here illegally. They're committing a crime, unlike the head of Homeland Security who has announced that that's not a prosecutable offense anymore, just being here illegally. That ties the hands of ICE, the customs people and enforcement. It ties local law enforcement hands. I mean, it's a disaster unfolding. And I, you know, the state of Texas is taking it on the chin, and so is Arizona. But the rest of the country is in for it because they're shipping these people all over the country. Yeah. And
tell me,
so they're being used. They're being used like pawns.
Let me interject our next caller. Thank you, Brad, from Alamo, Texas. And Peter, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering why they don't. Our governor here in Texas, why doesn't take the money that he's using to build the wall from Mexico to Canada and take those workers and build our wall to protect our country?
Well, yeah, I know your governor is doing a lot of things and efforts in many different ways in the state of Texas. In some things that he has proposed or attempted to do, I understand he's been slapped down by the federal government because of how our federal law is, as far as the federal government that's in charge with the borders here. But I know, Bob, that he's taken many efforts as a state governor to do what he can.
Yeah, just think of the contrast here. During the Obama administration, the federal government refused to go after sanctuary cities that openly flouted immigration laws.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we're breaking the law, we don't care. And they didn't go after them. Here's the governor of Texas and others who are trying to actually uphold the law, and the Biden administration is going after them. I mean, you couldn't have a more profound juxtaposition of opposite viewpoints.
Yeah.
One is lawful and geared toward protecting Americans, and the other is geared toward opening us up and, I believe, allowing an invasion of sorts that could fundamentally transform the nation.
Peter, thanks for the call. Alice, we have time for just a couple sentences here from Arkansas. Go ahead.
Hello. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the little many, I believe, grows cold. Oh, if we could only make a calling in election so sure that we belong to God. God has said, if God be for us, who can be against us? And
amen.
God has not given us the spirit of fear. Isn't it wonderful?
Amen. It is sure wonderful. We are out of time. Folks, again, the email address, robertknight4@gmail.com. Just put sign up in the subject line there. His website is roberthknight.com, roberthknight.com. Bob, thanks so much for being with us.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks for getting the word out. God bless you.
And stay in line for just a moment, if you would. Robert Knight, our guest here today, folks, in the grip of Marxism. Let's continue to keep this nation in prayer, and let's be activists, salt and light. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.